You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In times of crisis, arts, culture and creative experiences play an essential role. According to James Wenley, lecturer at the theatre program at Victoria University of Wellington, the arts and culture in New Zealand are in their own cycle of crisis. Why are we in this cycle and how do we break out of it?
So it's a cycle of crisis because arts and culture tends to be not valued to the extent that actually it positively contributes to people's well-being and lives. So we're in a cycle where wages remain low, where there's not enough funding and resources that's put into arts, culture and creativity. And it's often when you're looking for savings, one of the first things that is cut. So at the moment, Auckland Council are proposing some cuts that would really majorly affect the number of sorts of cultural events that happen around the city, things like the Lantern Festival, Diwali Festival. So we need to get out of this cycle, and it's been especially bad through COVID-19. The pandemic's been really, really tough on the sector. We've seen so many cancellations over the past few years. So we're very much in a rebuilding mode at the moment, and we need to see greater valuing and resources put into Aotearoa's arts and culture sector.
Why are we in this cycle, do you think? Could you give maybe some historical context of how we ended up here?
Sure. Well, I think it does go back to money. One of the major ways that the government gets money out into the sector is through the Ministry for Culture and Heritage and the arts funding agency Creative New Zealand. That was formed in the 2000s, and many of the New Zealand books that we read, performing arts that get up, a lot of that is funded by Creative New Zealand, but the major problem is that a lot of their funding isn't actually from taxpayer money, it's from lotteries, so all the lotto tickets that are sold in New Zealand, some of those go to sporting organisations, community organisations and the arts. So Creative New Zealand's income can fluctuate from year to year, and historically it's been starved of funding. So if you go back to around 2008 and the amount of money that Creative New Zealand was receiving from the government at that time and baseline funding, that actually hasn't really grown substantially at all through all the years later. So you just aren't getting the proper resourcing. As New Zealand's population grows, you would be expecting the funding to increase, but that just hasn't been happening. And we have had some good support through COVID, that there has been some money put out there by the government to just keep us afloat, but all of that money is going to be spent very soon. So there's a big question of, well, what comes next? And we really need some long-term thinking and strategy that properly values arts and culture as something that can really benefit so many New Zealanders.
True, you argue that we need a better national arts and culture policy. Could you describe maybe how this would look like? What would your ideal policy on a national level look like?
Yeah, so this I think is the next big thing that needs to happen for New Zealand. It's really interesting because the Australian government, they've just introduced the Revive National Cultural Policy, and they say that's about putting arts back at the centre of national life in Australia. So they've done a review with the sector. They've come up with a range of really interesting policies and the money to back it up to actually get it in place. So it's things like more money for the regions in Australia. They've even got interesting things like having quotas with streaming services, so more Australian stories are being told in different platforms. So we should also be thinking about what could a New Zealand version of that look like, particularly, I think, drawing upon the insights from Te Ao Māori and Ngā Toi, which is very much... It's a way of thinking about arts and cultural expression as really intrinsic to who you are as a human. It's really, really important. So what I would love for a national policy is to look at where resources could be best put in terms of making the most impact. Looking at arts programs that intersect with education, that intersect with the justice system, there's many programs that can really transform people's lives. So if you are thinking about the arts, it's not just something that you go to and attend, but something that everyone can participate in. I think I'd really love to see an arts and cultural policy that really makes that a bottom line, that as many New Zealanders as possible can meaningfully participate in artistic and creative activities.
Could you give an example of that?
One of the things I think about is some arts programs in prison. There's a really, really powerful one called Homeground, which works with wahine in prison, and to kind of have that platform, place to express yourself is really powerful. So it's things like that that I think there's real potential for arts and culture to meaningfully change people's lives. And so if you support that and value that right from the top of government, there's so many areas of society that could benefit from a more sustainable and focused approach to supporting arts and culture and creativity.
Do you think the New Zealand government will do that, and how can we make them do that?
Well, at the moment, the Minister for Arts, Culture, Heritage, Minister Cipollone, has said that they're not currently looking at a national arts and culture policy. The interesting thing is that the Ministry for Culture and Heritage, they've got a briefing document which does recognise actually having something in place would be really, really helpful for the ecosystem, that we're thinking about this as a big kind of joined up thing rather than little isolated pockets, different organisations, different art forms. So that advice is there, that this would be really beneficial. So whether this will happen, I think this does need to be, you know, on the table in terms of the political debates this year. We are thinking about the physical infrastructure that needs to be rebuilt coming off the really devastating weather events of the past month. But I think within that, we also need to be thinking about like our cultural and social infrastructure that we need to strengthen and build that as well. And so arts and culture has a really important role to play, I think, in making New Zealand an even better place to live and a place where there's many activities and things that people can enjoy.
That was James Wenley, lecturer at the theatre programme at Victoria University of Wellington.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.